Tamara Brunham is an FCSS programmer with the town of Peace River. She joins us on the line today. Tamara, thank you very much for joining us. The town of Peace River and the Sagatawa Native Friendship Center are getting together, I guess, for a simulation about poverty, life in poverty, for a few hours coming up next week. I ask quite simply, what brought this idea to have this event go on?
Well, I had actually seen Westlock host one probably about last year, and I became really interested in the program. And I had the opportunity actually to do it myself in May in Valley View. And I thought it was such an interesting perspective to take on poverty and to be able to put ourselves into someone else's shoes. Was just a really great opportunity. So I reached out and made the arrangements to have it here.
With it being a hot topic of discussion lately, especially around this area here, Tamara, how much of a learning process is this for both the people who are the subjects of, being in poverty for a couple of hours and for the organizers and town administration and employees to have this happen?
Yeah, I think it's a really good opportunity for us all to check our privilege. Like you had said, food security, transportation, minimum wage, things like that can be issues that are even more exasperated in northern communities. And so it gives other people that might not have issues around those topics an opportunity to empathize. There's really no limit to our ability to gain more empathy and sympathy, understanding of each individual's life or newcomers' lives or anybody that's living under the poverty line.
I know this is a learning experience. You just mentioned this is a learning experience for a lot of people. As far as the town is concerned, and maybe with FCSS as well in Peace River, would this be considered a little bit of training for administration and people in town and organizations in town for people that are saying, hey, I need help?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so we have partnered with the Northwest Consortium for Learning, and so that has us partnering with school boards. And this gives them the opportunity to gain some continuing education credits. So it does help individuals learn a little bit more and take back into their lives.
When it comes to residents who are registering themselves to be on the poverty line for a few hours, and mm-hmm. from the organizers, what kind of goal are you looking for in putting on an event like this?
The biggest goal from this is understanding and empathy, really. I had the opportunity to do it in May there, and I personally was born into poverty, and some people have said to me as I've been out in the community promoting it that, you know, they're not interested, maybe they have experienced poverty in their lives, but there's so many different situations, scenarios, people's lives. So I had the opportunity to put myself into the shoes of a newcomer. I would never have that opportunity had I not participated in this. So I think it's a really big opportunity to grow your understanding and empathy around people that are in these spots in our society.
We discussed before the interview that this is the second time, I believe, that a poverty simulation has taken place. How was the response the first time over, and how much of a response are you looking for this time around?
I am actually not familiar with the poverty stimulation that was done earlier on. I'm only in my role for about 3 years now. But we have a really big interest. We have probably about 40 people signed up currently to take the poverty stimulation, and about 20 volunteers that are looking forward to participating in the delivery of the program.
How much are you looking forward to this poverty simulation? If I'm understanding correctly, it's October the 22nd, which is Tuesday, at the Sagatawa Native Friendship Center. How much are you looking forward to having this executed, as it were?
Absolutely. I have been working on this since early in the new year, so I'm very interested to take this, to be a part of it, to... I'm just really, really excited to see it happen and to see people take something away from it.
Tamara Brunham is an FTSS programmer with the town of Peace River. Tamara, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.